This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen, who is running for re-election, boasted at a weekend fundraiser that he is breaking Montana campaign laws by recruiting a young attorney to run against him in the primary election in order for Knudsen to raise more money in his own race. It's a violation of Montana law for one person to recruit another to run for office for the purpose of raising more campaign funding. For each election, primary or general or special election, a separate fundraising cycle is in effect. It was at a Saturday night campaign event billed as a conservative cookout that Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen told a crowd that he had put a friend and fellow Republican up to running against him in order to raise more money. Knudsen also said that he believes state law on campaign fundraising is ridiculous. Knudsen said, "I do technically have a primary. However, he is a young man who I asked to run against me because our campaign laws are ridiculous. So he's a young man from my part of the state. His name is Logan Olson. He's not running. He filed to run against me simply because under our current campaign finance laws in Montana, it allows me to raise more money. So he supports me and he's going to vote for me." The audience laughed. "He literally did it because I asked him to. He's a good kid. I shouldn't say kid. He's a young lawyer up in Plentywood, a good young man. But technically, I have a primary opponent. I think we're going to be okay in that one." But Attorney General Knudsen's remarks may have given audience members more than information about the race for the top law enforcement officer in the state. They may have provided the basis for several campaign violations. It's a violation of Montana law for one person to recruit another to run for office for the purpose of raising more campaign funding. Montana law also prohibits trying to stop candidates from running for office or encouraging them to run for office for a personal gain. The Montana Free Press reported that Olson doesn't appear to be actively running a campaign against Knudsen. He has no campaign website, has reported no fundraising, and the individual that his campaign hired for campaign finance compliance is the same as Knudsen's. And Olson appears to be unqualified to run as he does not meet one of the requirements of candidacy. He has not been practicing law in Montana for 5 years, as is required by law. Olson graduated from the University of Montana Law School in May 2020. The Montana State Bar member directory shows he's been an active attorney since September 2020. To qualify to run for Attorney General, attorneys have to be in good standing, admitted to practice law in Montana, and have actively practiced for 5 years before election. Olson fails to meet that requirement. He'd be about 9 months shy of qualifying if he were to win the election and assume office. Olson filed a form that candidates are required to sign, affirming that he meets the qualifications to run for the office of Attorney General. Engaging in deceptive election practices by affirming an oath that the signer knows to be false is illegal in Montana and can result in a fine of up to $500, 6 months in a county jail, or both. Several Montana laws apply to false campaigns, including a law addressing deceptive elections. Montana law prohibits falsely filing for office or making a false oath or affidavit. Another law prohibits one candidate from either enticing or threatening other candidates not to run in an election. Yet another Montana law places limits on how much people can contribute to campaigns. More fundraising is allowed if there's a primary. Knudsen is also facing several other political challenges as he seeks a second term as Attorney General. Knudsen faces 41 ethics charges that are now pending before the state's Office of Disciplinary Counsel, which has submitted the finding to the Montana Supreme Court, the arbiter of discipline within the state bar. The Montana primary election is June 4th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.